sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. And I'm here today with my Director of Operations and Buyers Specialist,
Mark Carr.
Mark Carr.
Good morning,
is here
Becky.
Today. And a big treat for us today is Ron Shalott. Ron is my attorney at law. And we are going to talk about things have changed. Definitely have changed.
It is definitely have changed.
Ron was
things.
Here about the first part of February.
February 8th. Guten Tag, by the way. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Well,
he threw us off with that.
Yes.
I was like,
multilingual person.
Yeah, I thought we were going to the legal terms right away.
Right.
No. I'm German this morning. German this morning. That's right. But February 8th. I was here. That was the first time I was here this year. We had young Caitlin with us. You might remember that.
Oh, we sure did.
And she says hi, by the way. And in fact, I talked to her yesterday. She said she really enjoyed being here. But we were talking about her generation and in her future and her dreams. Well, in the last 2 months, 3 months, what's happened to all that?
It's really been changed, hasn't it? And our housing market has also changed. And that is one of the things we're going to be doing today is checking in with my team, a few of them, to see, well, what have they been doing this week? And Mr. Gannon, do we have Judy on the line? Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Becky.
This is Judy Olson, who is my listing partner. And so, Judy takes care of going on listings, helping determine value of property, positioning it ready for the sale. And that's a big deal, isn't it, Judy?
Yes, and it's something I enjoy. Well, you and I both enjoy a lot.
Yes, and Judy's doing more and more of this as months go by. And we are, I thought, what did you do this week? What progress did we make?
It was a great week, Becky, this week. I went out on 3 listings this week and got them all on the market with the help of our team. And, in fact, one is already under contract, and I was just checking our one in the Springdale area over on Northwest 52nd went under contract in one day, so that was awesome.
That was going to be my smoking hot deal. Thanks a lot, Judy. Sold it.
I'm sorry. Hey, I've got another one for you. I've got several more for you. And then we've got a cute house that I listed. We just got it on the market yesterday over on Churchill Way in the Village.
The Village.
Adorable house. And I was just checking. We had a showing on it yesterday. We already have 4 more today. So, you know, the market's really picking up right now, feeling like more like it typically does in April and May.
Right.
So, yeah.
So.
And then the third listing I went out on is in Still Meadows, beautiful home there that I believe Mark is holding open this weekend. So.
I am, Judy. You're right. I went out yesterday. Signs out for an open house. So if you're up there in the right off of 164th and MacArthur.
Still Meadows, right?
Yep. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful home.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to actually be at the home?
This is the first time in quite a while. I will actually be at the home. We will be practicing 6 feet of distance. I will have Clorox wipes there. And practicing kind of just safe distancing, but I will physically be at the home. But the home is vacant, and so we're not dealing with other people's stuff, and we'll wipe down all surfaces before people come in, and then practice distancing when they do.
Yeah, of course, my take on that as the broker is everybody that walks in the door needs to take care of their own safety as much as they want to,
right,
or as much as they feel necessary, because I can't be responsible for your picking up a germ. So you need to be responsible for picking up a germ, just like it normal.
I mean, I take ownership of all my germs.
Do you?
I do.
So, but it's going to be physically open from 2 to 4 on
Sunday.
Sunday. We also, if you want to do a virtual open house, there's also there will be a sign out front, and you just text Becky to 59559.
Becky Tours. To 59559.
Right. And that way you'll be able to take a walk through the home anyway, virtually.
Right.
Or just go to BeckyIvins.com and you'll be able to do that. So, Judy, you've been busy this week. Are you working today, or are you going to take a couple of minutes off?
No, I've got work to do today, too. So,
okay.
I'm not going to work all day. I'm going to enjoy the beautiful weather here for a few minutes on my back patio, and then I'm going to get busy.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. That's Judy Olson, who is my listing partner on the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. So, thanks, Judy. Okay. Now we are to Ron Shalott. What has changed since you were here last?
Well, it's been a nightmare scenario in the legal world, as you can well imagine. And we have to see what this virus does to legal concepts, the law. We've got new normals. We've got new impediments. And we've got some new laws. Some of them adopted, some that are being drafted as we speak. I was in a committee yesterday, the Estate Planning and Probate and Trust Committee of the Bar Association met by video conference yesterday, and that was one of the things we were talking about, is the laws that the committee itself is working on. A lot of members of that committee are doing a great job trying to find ways that we can continue our operations, the legal system, help people out, but still have things safe and secure. So, first, though, about the court system, it is not really open. It's essentially closed right now and has been for some time. There's been several shutdown orders. Some are statewide. Some are in the individualized counties. And when you look at it, there are the real smaller counties. They have a little different rules than the larger urban counties like Oklahoma County or even Cleveland County, Tulsa County, things like that. There has to be different kinds of rules because there are many more cases, many more people in the courthouses. So there are rules in place. We are essentially not in the courthouse at all. And the judges are not holding hearings except in emergency matters or in custody criminal cases, things that they have to do that would be really devastating if it was not done. But many other cases are just not either being heard, and you can't even really file cases right now.
Well, we've got a probate case that we're trying to get done so that we can sell a property, and we're just stuck.
We're stuck. Theoretically, we could file it, but we can't do anything with it. We could just put the paper on file, and that's it. We cannot get a hearing. It's not an emergency situation. So we really can't go forward with it. There are some little exceptions to that, but it's largely that way. And right now the system is officially shut down through May 15, but that may be extended. I heard yesterday from the judges that may be extended to June 1. So this is going to be a difficult situation that we just have to deal with as lawyers and as people dealing with the legal system. Realtors, people who use the court system, need the court system. I've got civil cases I would love to file, and I can't file them.
Right.
They're just not capable of doing it. So I've been in my office for several weeks, not able to go to court, which I've never done that in 30-plus years of practice.
So, well, Ron Shalott, we're going to return and hear more about what laws have changed, what's in the works about to be changed. And we're going to hear from Dean Riddell as to how the mortgage market has changed when we return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. I'm talking fast because we've got a lot to cover today.
We have a lot in store.
Yes, we do. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. And we're here with attorney Ron Shalott, who is telling us what has changed. But
yeah. So Ron and I were talking about for the show of like today was, Ron, it was The Who had released.
Tommy.
Tommy was released today.
Or hit the charts, I think.
Oh, hit the charts today.
In Britain.
Yeah.
So. And when was that, 1970?
I don't know.
It has to be around there, right?
It has to be around there. Somebody's going to call us and tell us.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike Gannon knows, I'm sure.
Yeah,
knows,
I'm sure. I bet. That's
69. 1969, Mike Gannon says.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There you go, 1970.
I believed in you, Mike. I knew it.
Yeah. Well, we're here with Ron Shalott, my attorney at law, in. You can contact Ron at 528-2890.
Correct.
Okay. And
Ron Shalott right now is staring at a three-page order from the Oklahoma Supreme Court, Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals, dated April 29 of 2020, just a couple days ago, the third emergency joint order regarding the COVID-19 state of disaster. These are the orders that we're getting as lawyers dictate what happens in the court system and in the legal world.
What does it basically say?
It says a lot of things, but to kind of pare it down, it just reiterates that the courts are closed through May 15. It delays deadlines. If deadline went from sometime between March 16, 2020 and March 15, 2020, that those deadlines are extended so people aren't prejudiced because we can't have hearings, filing things. In Oklahoma County, and most counties are electronic now, that you have to do it that way. And it's not the good electronic that you see it immediately like in federal court. This is you email it, and you don't get a copy back. You have to then go online to OSCN to see if they got filed and what happened to it. So you've got those kind of issues that they're only going to try criminal cases for the time being. No civil cases are going to be tried. I know Oklahoma County, one of the judges yesterday, one of our great judges, we got good ones, saying that all the judges, including the civil ones, are doing criminal cases only. So
well, that's scary to me.
I had a hearing set in a couple weeks that has been moved to July, and the hearings have just been getting bumped. Now, I've got a couple hearings yet scheduled. I'm not sure what's happening on them, but they'll probably get resolved or thrown away as well. But a lot of this goes to how the judges are needing to act, how the courtrooms are needing to act, limited number of people in courtrooms. Some counties have entrance restrictions. You know, some are requiring masks, taking temperatures, things of that nature. We have, as we mentioned before, you haven't been able to file really civil lawsuits, FED evictions, divorce cases, probate cases, just all kinds of things that we would normally be doing. We cannot do right now, and we'd love to do them, but right now it's just a lot of emergency cases and criminal cases is all that's being considered at this time in the court system.
So that is what the changes that have come down from the courts?
From the courts. That's
okay.
Been ordered on us right now. That will be relaxed in some time as soon as we can figure out what this thing is and what we can do to not expose people. But then on the other hand, you know, I'm dealing with my employer clients, my business clients, who you are asking me, well, what do we do? How do we keep ourselves from exposing people and then being open to liability? There's no right now blanket waiver of liability for business owners. There's the fear of that way. You're mentioning that with your open house and not being responsible. What does the law say? You know, how does that look? And how's that going to work? What are lawyers going to do and think about that? Then we've got other committees that are working on new laws in the Bar Association. I mentioned the State Planning and Probate and Trust Committee. Great committee, a lot of great people doing a lot of hard work. They've got a probate handbook, a guardian ad litem guidebook coming out. They've got a guardianship guidebook coming out, working on the Electronic Wills and Electronic Power of Attorney Act to do that by electronic means for electronic presence. We were talking about, as you mentioned a couple programs ago, about the Remote Online Notary Act. So there's been a lot of things that are being worked on as to how do we handle this situation going forward, whatever the court makeups are.
So the courts are still working, basically, to figure all this out.
Still trying to figure it out.
Even though they're not open for business, basically.
Basically not open for business is pretty much what we're taking the position on. I'm still seeing some clients, but even then, you know, looking at that, signing a will, signing a durable power of attorney, we do have protocols in effect to try to protect as much as we can, you know, our clients.
Okay. Well, let's check in with Blake. He's one of my team members, and see what he's doing, what he has been doing. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning, Becky Ivins. How are you?
I'm doing great, Becky Ivins. Okay. What kept you busy this week, Blake?
Well, I'll tell you what. I went out with three different buyers this week and showed several different homes. I did do them in person. I didn't do them virtually this time. You know, I did have a closing last week, though, that the buyers didn't actually see the home until the inspection period.
Right. So, yeah, because right. You did it virtually. Did you write any offers this week?
I did write one, and I'll possibly be writing another one this afternoon.
Okay. So we're still, and Blake works in my office as a buyer specialist. And is out actually showing property if you want to see it. But we first kind of, well, and you actually been doing a lot of the video tours through properties, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so accommodating our folks to that want to buy homes. We're here. And I'll tell you that property scarcity hasn't really changed a lot. There's still a lack of inventory in the market. So, Blake, keep on keeping on. Are you showing property today?
You know, today I am not, but tomorrow afternoon I am, and then Monday I already have five showings scheduled.
There you go. Working hard. We're going to return with our word of the day. More of what's changing from Ron Shalott right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. I am here with my Director of Operations, Mark Carr. And, Mark, you also work with buyers.
I do.
So what have you done this week?
So this week, I have actually, the biggest thing this week for me has not been on the buy side. It's been calling our 2010 customers, clients, friends. We have the people who have bought houses with us in 2010 and having conversations just with what is their plan. Do they have plans in the next year or two or three about buying, selling, or investing? And one great conversation with someone who had helped move from a condominium around Lake Hefner into their home that they thought they would be in for 5 years was their plan, and now it's been 10 years. And she was saying, I don't want it to be our 15-year home. So we kind of started to put a plan together, but the husband, because of this time period, is unemployed and was hoping to be back at work this past Friday and got delayed for at least another 2 weeks. And so we're going to have another conversation and just coming up shortly.
So I'm curious as to how the credit reporting agencies view some of the late payments during this time, and how mortgage bankers view the lack of employment, and maybe the business shuts down and they have to find new employment because the business didn't survive. So that's good. So Mark's a working member of the team, and so you've been connecting with our previous clients.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do this week?
So this week is I have two buyers I'm going out and showing property to this week. And so
you'll also be calling more people.
I will be calling more people, connecting with past clients, and showing property.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing for the smallest repair or for an entire roof replacement. They'll find everything on your insurance claim and handle all that paperwork for you. Robbins Roofing, 728-3700, 728-3700. By the way, I did talk to Robbins Roofing last night late. I asked Larry what the hail last week did. How has he been on a lot of roofs and what kind of damage he's found? And surprisingly, they're finding damage on only about 15 out of 100 roofs, something like that. Because the hail that came down, even though it was of some good size, it was more of smaller hail kind of put together, and it was a soft hail. Except in the south part. So if you live in South Oklahoma City, if you live more in the Mustang area, you're going to want to call Robbins Roofing this week because they will check your roof for free and tell you and give you an estimate of what's going to happen and help you handle it. So you'll find their prices very competitive. So our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, is a phrase instead of a word. It's a concept, but it's a new one. Electronic presence.
Electronic presence, okay. Actually, from the Uniform State Laws Commissioners, they create these uniform laws that a lot of states then look at and see if they want to adopt or not. The phrase electronic presence is the relationship of two or more individuals in different locations communicating in real time to the same extent as if the individuals were physically present in the same location by some electronic means.
Basically verifying that it's real-time presence, right?
Exactly. So Okay. We know, like, we're talking on microphones to each other. We know we're in real time together. We can see each other. But if we are in different locations, and you see this sometimes on the TV news where somebody is actually reporting from home or giving their segment from home, is that real time or is that recorded? And so they want to make sure that this is real time. That's really the person you do have that kind of electronic connection and electronic presence. So that becomes very important when we start talking about things such as closing and title.
Right. And our new concept, Ron. Remote online notary.
Exactly.
How is that exactly done?
Well, that is done electronically where the notary and the person signing it are not in the same location. I'm a notary, but I have to be present with the person to see them to make sure that that's the right person, that they're identified, that they're of age, that they do have sound mind capacity to sign what they're signing in front of me. So, you know, I do that as a notary. But electronic notary or remote notary, you're not with that person, so there has to be some assurance that that is a person, that it's in real time, and that we can be assured that they know what they're signing, there's an understanding, and then we have to maintain that because we're not just talking about May of 2020, but we're looking in the future. What's a title attorney in May of 2030 or 2040 going to think when they look at this and say, what did those guys do back in 2020? How did they think that would fly?
And how do they know who really signed that document?
Precisely. There's a requirement in Oklahoma's law that you retain the recording, and that's the video and audio, for 10 years. So to make sure that you can go back and look at it. Now, as a lawyer who sometimes does video and recording things, I look at that and I go, whoa, that's difficult in litigation, because if you get into some kind of litigation, you go and look at it and you go, boy, that Mark, boy, I don't know, is he really there? Look at the way he's fumbling in his words. We hear that with the presidential candidates, you know, that they're talking about the candidate, the Democratic side, the Republican president who's running. You know, they're talking about their video appearances and the way they're talking and those things that they say. Is that just them, or are they capable and competent? It's difficult, and I think people can understand that. So how are we going to view this in the future, looking back in May of 2020? What did we do?
Right. Do you know, Ron, you sit on a lot of committees, I think, right?
I sit on a few, not a lot, but I sit on a couple of them. But I attend a lot of some meetings.
Right, so that you can stay up on what's happening.
Yes, because things are changing so fast. Even for us in the 21st century, things are changing, and necessarily having to change so fast because of not being able to do the presence in the closings, those kind of things to make sure that they're done legally. You know, right now we've got some small counties in Oklahoma where there's no newspaper operating. They're all out of business for the time being in suspense. So how do you do publications for sales or for notices? Those are some questions that we do have some answers, but they're just the educated, I just use the word guesses, but speculations, conclusions, opinions of lawyers. What are lawyers later on who are going to litigate this before a court and then later a Supreme Court going to decide about these things? And as a lawyer, you're trying to be certain that the advice you give and what you do will hold up.
Boy, there's a lot to it, isn't there, Mark?
There is a whole lot to it. So my question, like on the remote online notary, the Ron, that's there's theories that it's named after you, Ron. But the what happens?
There is a theory.
What happens if the audio video is lost? Does that negate the notary?
That could put it into question, and those are things that are going to have to be litigated. And
look, if you don't know, listeners, that just brought a smile to Ron Shalott's face. It was like a lawyer, like the lawyer in him just rose up and go, "This is going to be interesting, isn't it?"
Well, Becky and I talked about this last year with the new marijuana law,
right?
The medical marijuana law, and basically we've kind of joked about it. That's the Lawyers Guarantee of Employment Act, because there's so much vagueness in it. How's that going to work? How is this going to work? It's going to be litigated out, which is going to keep a lot of lawyers busy for a long time. So,
wow.
I think the good lawyers may survive this, and the not so studious lawyers are going to find themselves in a lot of trouble.
Well, but there's going to be a lot of litigation, a lot of debate over the perimeters of it. And it's not being mean to say that. It's just being realistic that any time you have an overhaul of this nature with the Remote Notary Act, that is so unusual. You have to have that notary has to be specially licensed to do the remote online notary through the Secretary of State. I can't do it. I'm not authorized to do it. That's a special application that you have to make. There's certain perimeters that you have to abide with. So there are things that you have to make sure that you do, such as the multifaceted authentication. They can't just hold up their driver's license to the camera and say, "See, this is me." No, that doesn't work.
Right.
It's not enough. You have to have knowledge-based authentication.
We're very fortunate that we have established a good relationship with Chicago Title Oklahoma, because they are at the forefront of making all these things work in real time, real life, and doing the closings. They stay busy doing closings all day long, every day, and they're still, I mean, realtors can't come into the closings, but they take the buyer back one at one point. They do keep their distance, and they know all about the remote online notary and how. And some of the mortgage companies have actually started doing some mortgage signing online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which that's those are few and far between. There was indication that more would be doing online signing with the mortgages, but that's really not panned out so much.
Yeah.
Well, we had this in a seminar just this past week that lenders and nationwide lenders, and different states have different laws, so it's not always uniform as far as the remote notary. But certain lenders nationwide are pressing for a complete digital mortgage because of competition, because of origination costs, because of consumer expectations in a digital world. You know, you look at our friend Caitlin, you know, she doesn't know life without a cell phone.
True.
And online, and she's online all the time. She's on her phone all the time. So,
well, we've got more to handle. We've got a couple more team members to check in with, but Most of all, we've got our smoking hot deal when we return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. On the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. And we are here with Ron Shalott, attorney at law, and Mark Carr, who works with buyers on my team. And we are checking in with my team members right now and to see kind of, well, what have they been doing this week? So, Sandra, you're up. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. You work as the listing manager. You process listings. What does that mean?
I go out to houses and take pictures of our new listings, and then I put them up on the market.
And you take a lot more than pictures when you go there, don't you? You take all the data to go on the various websites to be sure that we're taking advantage of every advertising opportunity available.
I do, yep.
Yep. And were you sitting around twiddling your thumbs this week?
Oh, no, not at all.
So what did you do this week?
I went to 5 different houses this week. To take pictures and do all my stuff and get it up online.
So, and you got another one, I know, at least on Monday, another property goes on the market, right?
I do, yes.
So.
Already scheduling for next week.
Right. So you're a crucial part of our team because you are the one that actually implements the marketing plan and gives our sellers the feedback on their showings. And we could not run the office without you.
Now, I went out this week with Sandra and was learning kind of how she does the Matterport pictures, which is our special camera that does a 3D tour. And we had to keep moving the cats out of the way of who we kept getting into the pictures. And beautiful cats are beautiful, but we had a great time doing that. But if you have not seen the 3D tours that Sandra does, go to BeckyIvins.com, click on our listings, click tour on the top left hand. It's a great walkthrough. Sandra is amazing at those.
And picking just the right pictures of the still pictures
to
do it. Well, Sandra, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, you are welcome. Okay. Do you have any last words for us?
Yes, the Remote Ron. Online Notary Act does not apply to wills or trusts. So don't be assume that it can. We're working on an electronic will and durable power of attorney act. That's being drafted by the subcommittee right now. Probably won't be till later this year to 2021 before it gets out there. And one of the judges was telling us yesterday, time is critical to have an estate plan. This is the time to do it. Durable power of attorney, will, or trust. Because you don't know what this thing is going to do, especially naming the will or trust guardianship for kids. Parents can be compromised and unfortunately die from this very quickly, quicker than what we can put something together if they get sick. So you want to be sure to do it ahead of time. Use a good Oklahoma lawyer that knows what they're doing, because you only get one chance to get this right, and this is very serious.
Very serious, indeed. So, thank you, Ron, for being here. That was one of the quickest overviews of more material than you have done in a long time. So, Joe has had is texting because the connection isn't good. Everyone must be on their cell phones. But Joe File in my office is a buyer's agent, and he checks in to say that he is out showing property.
I think he's showing
today.
5 properties today.
He is.
Yeah.
So, showing property today, and Shelly checked in. Shelly's our transaction manager, and Shelly said that we closed 7 transactions this week and put several under contract again this week. So, real estate is alive and well. The national news is actually reporting that. They try so hard to be naysayers.
Yeah.
Things are happening. Even in the legal world, things are happening. So, don't stop, but be smart. Be safe.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow, right?
Sing it out, Becky. Okay. Sing it out.
Well, we thank you for tuning in. Next week, you're going to hear a lot of my national real estate friends call in and talk about what's happening in their market. We'll see you next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.